Josh Loenberg from TSN 1050 joins us once again. Josh, let's start there. I know the Raptors choose 20th, so it's hard to say which player they want. But is there an obvious position of weakness in the organization you think they need?
Jason, I think the area that they're looking to address, not just tonight, but the offseason in general, is probably at that wing position. You look back to the Raptors' playoff loss to the Nets, and they really struggled defending Joe Johnson. And it's not just Johnson, but big physical wing players that have given them trouble. They simply don't have a defender with the size to match up with that type of a player. So I think that's an area of weakness and something that you can address in a draft like this one, one that is deep at the wing positions. But Masai Ujiri and the Raptors have been insistent that they will take the best player available today. And an interesting story that's been developing over the last few days, that best player available could very well be a Canadian, Brampton native Tyler Ennis, who it seemed like an impossible thought that he could fall to the Raptors about a month ago, but his stock has been dropping, and the Raptors are very interested in adding Ennis if he's available.
Yeah, and you know, there's the Canadian angle for sure, but you know, he wouldn't come in and be expected to be the savior. So maybe it's a good time to have a Canadian kid come into Toronto, because obviously there'd be a lot of interest and expectations early, but it's not like the expectations would be that he has to be a savior of a team, just more excitement that there's a Canadian NBA player in the only Canadian market.
Absolutely, and there's no question that the Canadian angle plays a factor to some degree. Certainly, the marketing department with the Raptors would be thrilled to have Ennis on board, but Ujiri has made it clear that if the Raptors draft Ennis tonight, it will be because he's the best player available, the top player on their board that is available, not because he's Canadian. And obviously, it's difficult with the timing of the draft, not knowing the future of not only starting point guard Kyle Lowry, but the backup Gravis Vasquez as well. Free agency opens in about a week. So you're kind of drafting blind, not knowing the future of your team at that position. But I think Ennis is good enough to step in right away as a backup, play minutes, whatever they may be, 15, 20 behind Kyle Lowry. And he does serve as maybe not a replacement, but certainly somebody that can help you replace Lowry should he leave in a week's time.
Speaking of Lowry, you know, do you think they're going to be able to re-sign him?
I do. Certainly, we're going to hear a lot of speculation over the next few weeks. Lowry has earned that. He's coming off of a career season. There's going to be teams, both of the winning and losing variety, that are going to be interested in his services. The Raptors can offer him the most money. They can also offer him familiarity and a chance to win right away. But it's hard to say what Lowry's goals might be heading into free agency, whether or not he is looking for a better chance at a championship by going to a team like Miami or to Houston, for example. The Raptors feel confident that they have enough to offer Lowry, and that they have a good relationship with him, that they're able to make a good pitch for him to stick around. Again, it's interesting with the timeline here to see what pieces they add tonight and how that'll potentially factor into whatever offer is made to Lowry in a week's time.
Josh, looking at the draft, Andrew Wiggins, Jabari Parker, who do you think is going to be a better NBA player?
Ultimately, I think Wiggins. I think Parker is probably more NBA ready. He has the scoring ability to step in right away and play a role on any team. But it's interesting hearing some of the posturing that's going on up top with Cleveland and Milwaukee at the top of the draft over the last few days, because I do think not only is Andrew Wiggins going to be a better player in the league in 3, 4, 5 years' time, but I also think he's a better fit with that Cleveland Cavaliers team. Now, they very well might move that pick, in which case all bets are off. But if Cleveland is drafting in that one spot to add a player like Wiggins who will help them defensively, they've struggled on that end over the last few years, I think he'll be a nice complement with Kyrie Irving, who kind of takes the pressure off of him to be that 1A. He doesn't have to be a superstar right away. He can come in and be a second scorer to Irving. They also have Deion Waiters. So I think Wiggins kind of fits in nicely with what they're doing. It'll be interesting to see if they make that decision, if they take Parker or if they go with Dante Exum. I mean, all bets are off when Cleveland's making that decision. They're a team that's sort of been in flux over the last few years, and they've made some questionable decisions in the draft over the past few years.
looking at Nick Stauskas, because you know, last season I think we would all admit it was a surprise when Bennett went number one. Not many people thought he was going to go number one overall. Now, I'm just making the comparison because they're Canadians. They're a totally different game, but Stauskas is clearly the best shooter in the draft. That's got to make him more appealing, and we could see him sliding in maybe into the top seven or eight.
Yeah, I think he's probably a lock for the top 10 at this point. He feels he's a lock to go somewhere in that 8, 9, 10 range. And it's interesting seeing the draft stock of Nick Stauskas kind of doing the opposite of what Tyler Ennis has been doing over the last few weeks. Going back to Ennis, he's probably not what you would call a workout player. The intangibles that Ennis brings to the table, that leadership ability, the ability to play the point and lead a team in that respect probably doesn't jump out at you in drills and scrimmages, which has caused his stock to drop a little bit. But Stauskas, I think, has surprised people over the last few weeks. He's known as a shooter, as you mentioned, and certainly that's a characteristic, a skill that will translate to the NBA right away. But I think he's kind of surprised people with his passing ability, his ability to see the floor, his athleticism at that position. And I do think there's a lot of buzz about Stauskas going into this draft. I do think that not only among the Canadian players, but among all the players in the draft, his stock is probably rising as much or more than anybody.
Anybody's stock falling, do you think, Josh?
In addition to Ennis, obviously the wild card tonight will be the injured big Joel Embiid and where he goes. He could quite possibly be the best player in this draft in 5 years' time if he's healthy and if that defensive upside is realized. But there are red flags there. The back injury, the foot injury, those are two ailments that you don't want to see from a young 7-footer. It's a matter of which team is willing to take a risk on him, which team is patient enough to be able to kind of sell not only to their fan base but to the front office the fact that they'll have to wait a year to see any dividends from a top pick. And even when he is back, it'll take some time to get him accustomed to the NBA game, but certainly the upside is there. And when you're talking about a 7-footer that can potentially change the game from a defensive perspective, you look back at the last few years and the progress that that Serge Ibaka has made, that Joakim Noah has made with the Bulls, Anthony Davis, those guys sort of kind of make you wonder what Embiid could be if he's ever healthy and willing and able to make that leap to the NBA game.
Yeah, I look at those guys. I just don't see him as a franchise player, right? So that's why, to me, taking him high in the draft, you're not going to win with that guy as your central point. He's got to be a really good kind of secondary guy. Kind of like, obviously he's more athletic than Roy Hibbert, but, you see not the demise of the big man, but just they're not as important in the game as they were 15, 10 years ago even.
No, Jason, I agree 100%, and I think it's a big risk, even injuries aside, to take on a player that's only really played the game for 3 years at the top of a draft with so much talent, with such depth, even prior to the injury when Cleveland was looking at him as the number one pick. To me, I look at Andrew Wiggins, a player that has dominated every level of basketball he's played at throughout his life. He struggled last year early in the college season with Kansas, but as he got accustomed to the game, as he got more comfortable, he started to show that upside that everyone has been talking about now for more than a couple years, that tremendous athleticism and that rare NBA type body that you only really see once in a generation. So there are a number of players, not just Parker and Wiggins up top in the draft, that are probably safer bets than Embiid right now.
And one last one for you. Here in Edmonton, of course, Alfred Payton, a former defensive lineman in the CFL, won a great cup with the Eskimos. His son, Alfred Payton, right now ranked to go about 15th from Louisiana Lafayette. What do you know about this kid?
Well, he's a dynamic player at the point guard position. And when we talked about Stauskas and his draft stock rising, Payton is right up there in terms of the trajectory that his draft stock is taken over the last few weeks. I think he's probably a big reason why Tyler Ennis, if he is indeed falling, is potentially available to the Raptors at 20. Somebody like Peyton, he's the opposite. He stands out in a workout because of the fact that he's flashy, he's quick, he's athletic at that position, and can also lead a team. So I do think that Peyton and another point guard, Shabazz Napier, have made positive strides in terms of their value over the last few weeks, and that's one of the reasons Tyler Ennis may become a Raptor this evening.
Josh, I appreciate it. Enjoy it. Always entertaining. I love the draft. Back-to-back nights. It'll be awesome. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Jason.